Hi, it's Karen Webster for Payments.com, and I'm here today with Shan Etheridge, who is VP and General Manager for Verifone for the North America Financial Services Group. Shan, thanks for joining me today.
Thank you very much, Karen. I look forward to our conversation.
So our conversation is about something that's gotten a lot of news press in the last couple of weeks, and that's the readiness for small businesses to take on the EMV migration that is upon us. And let me set up our conversation with the following statistic, and hopefully you can shed some light here. So we've taken a look, and industry statistics suggest that only 11%, that's a pretty small number, of small businesses are prepared to meet the EMV deadline, which is pretty disappointing. But perhaps adding insult to injury here is that a third of them don't really understand why they need to do it at all. Why do you think that is?
You know, Karen, I think that's a very interesting statistic. What I think this reflects is a significant gap in awareness and understanding out there in the marketplace with the SMBs. I think as an industry, we really need to take a look at the effectiveness and the intensity of efforts to educate this market segment on the impact of the liability shift, and just as importantly, how consumer expectations will actually shift when they get used to using EMV cards at major retailers.
I think that's an interesting point. But do you think that small businesses think they're too small to be a target?
I think that the small businesses doesn't understand the impact of EMV on their business, and I think that they need to be prepared for that. Verifone, today we don't deal directly with the SMB merchants, but we do work very closely with our processing and acquiring partners to provide as much education and training support as they need to kind of close this awareness gap, if you will. I think there's a really big disparity between large retailers and small retailers in terms of EMV readiness. And I think that partly reflects the fact that large retailers, they have dedicated personnel. And because of their sheer size, they're able to draw support from their service providers. But how does Joe's Pizza Shop really get prepared and understand the impact of EMV? I think everybody in the payments chain really needs to focus together collectively on bridging that gap. I think the SMBs really need to understand the impact of the liability shift. If they don't meet the EMV requirements and card fraud takes place at their location, they can be left holding the bag for the full cost of the fraud. They can go back and take a look at the EMV requirements and the card fraud that takes place at their locations and really get a good sense of the financial impact that they're exposing themselves to. And in some cases, it could bankrupt their business.
Right. I agree. If you just step away and look at the numbers, it can be pretty daunting. And, you know, to my earlier point, do they really think that they're visible enough to be a target of that kind of fraud? I suppose that's one of the thoughts that runs through their minds. Another is, perhaps this is industry segment specific, but it's this notion that I'll just skip a step and really double down on mobile. And let's say I'm a restaurant operator, and I know that mobile is such an important enabler to the dining, booking, online ordering experience as an operator of a restaurant or a food services business, that's where I'm going to put my time and my money. Why is that wrong?
Well, I'm not going to argue that mobile technology is not an emerging and relevant technology. But as a company at Verifone, we haven't seen anything that supports that assertion. In fact, many merchants can actually leverage the technology in today's payment terminals to enable EMV acceptance at a very affordable price.
So let's talk about the very affordable price, because you talked about the threat to the business for a fraud action that is taken at a merchant that isn't in compliance or hasn't upgraded to the EMV standard. What's the ROI calculation that small merchant should be doing in making this decision? How expensive is the whole process? Because it's not just about putting in a new terminal. There's a lot of other stuff that goes along with it, correct?
I think that's a great point, Karen. You know, I think that fear and misunderstanding really overshadows the actual expenses involved to upgrade to accept EMV. I think payment technology has become much more affordable and is delivering more and more revenue-generating capabilities. We hope that merchants would view the EMV shift as an opportunity to really take advantage of terminals' new features and functionalities. For example, they can use this technology to interact with customers and their smartphones to deliver enhanced offers or promotions to keep those consumers coming back and buying more. Also, it gives them access to sophisticated analytics that will help them identify opportunities and maximize profitability in their business. So when consumers get used to using EMV at large retailers, they're going to associate that experience with more robust security. And smaller merchants that don't accept EMV today could be at a disadvantage if they become viewed as a less secure option to that consumer. So at a minimum, that could erode consumer confidence and reduce customer loyalty, which could be just as devastating as bearing the cost of fraud for not being EMV capable.
Yeah, I think that's a very good point. And I think the consumer pressure, if consumers really do begin to internalize the different card and the way that they're using cards at these EMV terminals to be more secure, and then starting to question those who don't have it as less secure, I think that could be a very powerful motivator. I guess my last question, Shan, is you have a very interesting perch at Verifone. You are looking across lots of different use cases, lots of different merchant segments, lots of different sizes of merchants. And you, of course, have been part of the EMV story, not just here in the U.S., but everywhere for a very long time. What's the biggest threat to EMV today?
Absolutely. And not so much maybe as a threat, but I think one of the things that anyone in the industry could tell you is that the biggest problem with EMV right now is the looming certification bottleneck. And the biggest part of that problem is the issue of certifying individual point-of-sale solutions. Essentially, EMV drastically upsets that certification apple cart with processors today. Right now, each POS integration requires a separate certification. So, for example, if you're a processor that has customers using point-of-sale software from 200 different solutions and an estate of 8 payment terminals, that amounts to about 1,600 different certifications that that processor is going to have to complete. And those certifications could typically take 4 to 6 months. So let's do the math. A POS solution provider is just now starting to address EMV, and there's likely no way they're going to be ready for the liability shift deadline. And don't even get started on the recertifications that's going to be required when any changes are made to those software solutions along the way. So we think the best approach is to isolate the payment data to the terminal. That way you don't have to certify each and every point-of-sale solution. So if an acquirer or processor only has to certify the 8 terminals in their estate versus 8 terminals and 200 solutions, then that becomes a manageable situation. So now you can approve those POS solutions with a simple test process rather than the complete and separate certification. So if you're using our secure commerce architecture, for example, and our payment terminals, it can drastically reduce the certification process to only a matter of weeks instead of months.
So Shan, let's elaborate on that a little bit, because that sounds different. A different approach for merchants to contemplate. What are the pros and cons? I mean, obviously the pro is get the certification lickety-split. Let's sort of set that off to the side. What are some of the other changes, pro and con, that what you just described, isolating payment data to the terminal, mean for a merchant?
You know, clearly removing the data from the merchant's ECR is a critical step in protecting the card data. But I'd like to add an additional consideration that I think is critical when it comes to protecting card data. I think many people mistakenly think that EMV will solve the growing problem of data breaches. And in fact, that couldn't be further from the truth.
Yep.
It's important to note that EMV is not a security catch-all. It solves the issue of using counterfeit cards in an EMV environment. I admit that. But it wouldn't have prevented any of the major retail breaches that we've seen over the past couple of years. Even with broad EMV adoption, it's going to be years before we see magstripes disappear. Now, that said, it's important to focus on protecting card data, not just the card. And the best way is with a multi-layered approach to security that couples EMV acceptance with end-to-end encryption and tokenization and secure commerce architecture.
Mm-hmm. It sounds to me that, and this is perhaps one of the things that is getting in the way of faster progress, is that there are a lot of considerations that a merchant needs to internalize about how the certification process happens and what the required change to their internal process is to make that decision. It sounds like it isn't just as cut and dry as, okay, I just have to upgrade my terminal.
No, absolutely not. Verifone has been a strong advocate for a number of years now to really the merchant taking a multi-layered approach to payment security. It definitely includes EMV. That's a critical component to it. But it should also be coupled with end-to-end encryption and tokenization, as well as our secure commerce architecture. I think with end-to-end encryption and tokenization, the payment data is then encrypted from the moment it's collected at the point of swipe. And that's important to have and remains encrypted or tokenized as it travels to and from the merchant to the processor. Now, even if cyber criminals manage to get their hands on the data, it's useless because the data is encrypted. Now, another layer that's important to effective payment system protection is our secure commerce architecture. That actually connects the terminal directly to the processor and bypasses the process of that card data being stored in the ECR. So it prevents the payment data from actually entering the integrated point of sale or a PC-based cash register, which is the most common channel used by cyber criminals today to insert malware that steals this payment data.
So it's like a little safe tunnel between the merchant and the processor that the cardholder data travels. Is that right?
You got it.
Excellent. Well, that's a good visual. So the secure commerce architecture that you guys have done is this safe little tunnel that connects merchants to processor, keeps cardholder data safe. Shan, it's been really great to get your perspective on a really important topic, obviously, and to, I think, give the small business something to think about in making the decision about upgrading and making the deadline, which is, of course, upon us in just a few months. Thanks very much, Shan.
Well, thank you for the opportunity, Karen.